Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a very amazing story about a Malamed. Well, he wasn't always a Malamed, that is, a teacher of children. His name was Rabbi Yekusiel Deitch, but Chassidim called him Kusha, sort of a familiar kind of a name, name that showed that he had a special place in their heart. Kusha, they called him, Reb Kusha. He was a chassid of the third Chabad Rebbe, the Samech Tzedek, fourth Chabad Rebbe, the Rebbe Marash, and when he was an older man, already the fifth Chabad Rebbe, the Rebbe Rashab. He was a Malamed, and he was a Malamed of the previous Rebbe himself, teaching him Aleph Beis, Yosef Yitzchak. For more than 50 years, he would walk each year to Lubavitch for Tishrei. He wouldn't take a wagon, he would walk. Just like Yidden, living in Eretz Yisrael, where Oyla the Regal, they would walk up to Yerushalayim for Yom Tov. Reb Kusha became engaged to the daughter of a wealthy chassid. At the Yechidus, at the private audience with the Rebbe before his chassana, Reb Kusha understood from the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, that his life's mission was to be a Malamed, a teacher of little children, and to infuse his students with Yerushamayim, Avas Hashem, and Chassidisha warmth, with fear of heaven, with love of Hashem, and Chassidisha warmth. His wealthy future father-in-law, however, did not like that idea. He was not comfortable with the idea of his very important son-in-law to just be a, as he called him, a plain Malamed, a plain teacher of little children. And he said, I will sort it out with the Tzemach Tzedek, with the Rebbe. So, in response, the Tzemach Tzedek gave permission for Reb Kusha to go into business. And he said, it would not mean that he's not complying with the Rebbe's advice, with the Rebbe's instruction. It's okay, you can go into business. Okay, so shortly after the chasana, Reb Kusha was sent off by his father-in-law to the fair in Leipzig. This means a gathering of businessmen where people could buy and sell large amounts of merchandise that they would then take to their home country or hometown or home city, home village, and they would sell. But as Reb Kusha got into the wagon loaded with goods and started on his way home, the horses suddenly took off at a wildly fast pace. They started galloping at high speed down the mountain slope. The wagon flipped over, and the sacks of merchandise, which were very, very heavy, landed right on Reb Kusha. He was actually pinned to the ground. He was in great danger. Suddenly, Reb Kusha realized that even though the Rebbe had said that going into business would not mean that he was being disobedient, but it was certainly not what the Rebbe wanted him to do. With his last strength, Reb Kusha cried out, Rebbe, I will listen. Rebbe, save me. Now, of course, we know that only Hashem saves us. But, as we explained before with blessings, only Hashem gives blessings. Only blessings can come from Hashem. But nevertheless, a tzaddik is able to help channel the blessings. The same thing in this case, just like many stories in Chumash, where the Yidden came to Moshe Rabbeinu with, please do this, we don't have food, we don't have water. Of course, it was Hashem who gave them the water or the food or split the sea for them or made a plague, but he did it through Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is also the job of the Rebbe, one of the jobs of the Rebbe, and that is to be the channel for such brachas. Therefore, when he called out, Rebbe, save me, of course, he knew that it was really Hashem saving him, and the Rebbe was the channel. In any case, miraculously, he managed to free himself from the wagon load on top of him, and somehow he found a way home. Immediately, he went to carry out the Rebbe's instructions, what the Rebbe really wanted from him, to become a Malamed of little children. And for the next generation, he trained many, many, many students in the Hasidic way and in the Torah and mitzvah way of life. Now, what's the lesson for us? Each person has a job which Hashem wants them to do. Sometimes a person manages to find that particular job, particular mission on their own. Sometimes they need help. And this is also one of the jobs that a Rebbe can do, is to help direct the person to the place that fits for them. Sometimes it could be a parent who gives good advice. Sometimes it could be a mashpia, a mentor who gives good advice. Or it could be a Rebbe, a tzaddik. But each of us have a special mission which Hashem has in mind for us to do. And each one does that mission as their part in helping to bring Mashiach quickly. May it happen right away, especially through our learning of Torah and doing of mitzvahs in general, and the particular job which Hashem gave us. May it be with simcha and joy, and may all of these stories and all of our Torah mitzvahs be a schus for all of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, that they should be safe, and we should have victory over our enemies, and the Geula immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.